Here's a safe alternative to the stock market, narrated by Ron LeGrand.
Hello there, my friend. My name is Ron LeGrand, and on this CD, I'm bringing you a very special message about how you can greatly increase the value of any investment capital you or your IRA has in any money market, mutual fund, commodity, stock market, or most anything else for that matter. This message is about creating wealth with passive investments secured by real estate for a safe and very attractive return. And most people try to generate a retirement income by following conventional wisdom, letting other people control their money and make their decisions for them. By the time they need the money, they discover they barely kept up with inflation. The cost of living has risen faster than their investment. This CD is not about conventional wisdom. Show me one super wealthy person who earned his or her wealth that lived by conventional wisdom. If you do things like everyone else, you'll likely not be satisfied with the low returns that everyone else is getting. Secondly, just to clear the air, I have nothing to gain by bringing you this message. It's a service I've provided to the person who gave you this CD in an effort to help him or her better explain to you why you may want to consider joining forces to create a mutually beneficial relationship. I'll explain more in a minute, but before I do, I suspect you'll probably want to know a little bit about me and what qualifies me to bring you the message. About 30 years ago, I was a mechanic, looking for a way to make more money and get out of the job trap. After a long search and attending a seminar one weekend, I decided that becoming a real estate investor was what I wanted to do. I made this decision for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with the purpose of this CD. I started with nothing and over the next few years became a multimillionaire, buying and selling single-family houses and keeping few along the way. Eventually, I got so good at what I was doing, I chose to begin teaching others the tricks of the trade. I learned those lessons, and boy, did I tell you, I learned them the hard way. Then I started systemizing the business and making it easier, and as of this recording, I've bought almost 2,000 single-family houses and become the nation's leading authority at what I do. We've taught thousands how to create huge incomes, and I'm proud to say we're making millionaires all over North America and parts of the world I can't even pronounce. Now, I'm not an attorney or an accountant, so you should know that the information on this CD comes from almost 30 years of field experience, not from a classroom. In the beginning of my career, I discovered a little-known method of acquiring capital to buy and rehab houses so I could use them to make a profit. I learned this was not only good for me because it made my job easier, but is also good for the folks I built business relationships with. Those people were absolutely ecstatic with the results. They saw their money grow at an outstanding rate, and when they went to bed at night, they could care less what happened in the stock market that day. The program was very simple and, in fact, completely hands-off for them. They didn't have to watch the stock charts or call their brokers or wait for the next crash. My job was to go find a good deal on a piece of property that needed rehabbing and agree to buy it at an all-cash wholesale price. It didn't take me long to learn there are a lot more of these properties available than I could possibly handle. I was buying them at a deeply discounted price because they needed a lot of work. I call them ugly houses. I also learned I could do a nice rehab job for a fraction of what some people think it would cost. The problem was banks and other lending institutions didn't want to lend money on ugly houses that were poor condition. To make matters worse, I was self-employed, making it hard to borrow. If that wasn't bad enough, even if I could find a lender to make a loan, they all wanted substantial down payments, which would severely limit the number of houses I could do at the time. So I found a better way. I started talking to folks with a little money to invest and created a program where they could lend me the money to buy and rehab the house, secured with a first mortgage or deed of trust on the house, and this became a very lucrative investment vehicle for many of those reasons. First was the safety issue. You see, I'd only borrow 60 to 65% of the after-repaired value of the house. This left a lot of equity as a safety cushion in case of default. It didn't take my lenders long to figure out the worst that could happen was that I didn't make the payments and they'd wind up owning the house at a deep discount. If that happened, they could hire a realtor to sell it and make more than their interest, so it wasn't a bad thing for them. Next, the higher return is very attractive. You see, I paid my lenders a lot more than any CD, and that was the least they could expect to make, regardless of what was happening in the stock market. A high return day in and day out they could rely on. This was very attractive back then, and it's still very attractive today. You may be wondering why anybody would be willing to pay a higher rate like I did, but I mentioned earlier the cost of money wasn't my main concern. The availability was way more important because if I didn't raise the money to buy and fix the house, I couldn't sell it and make the profit. I looked at my lender kind of like a silent partner. I gave them a good, dependable, safe return, secured by real estate, and they supplied the short-term capital to grow my business. It was a win-win situation for everyone. Later, I became a mortgage broker and have since made hundreds of loans to real estate investors using my own money and that of others. Incidentally, making high-interest loans is nothing new. There are companies in your city doing it right now and have been for over 40 years. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. They survive on lower loan-to-value ratio loans made to owner-occupants. Their niche is people who want to refinance or purchase a home to live in but can't qualify for a nice low-interest loan. Our niche is people who want to buy and sell for a profit. We do not make loans to owner-occupants, and neither will you. Before I get off the subject, pull out one of your credit card statements and look at the rate. Congratulations, you're a person who's willing to pay a high interest rate for short-term money. That's easy to get. You're placing availability of funds above the cost every time you use one of those credit cards. Like I said, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Here's a thought. Actually, it's more than just a thought. It's reality for many of my lenders. What if we turn the tables on the banks and grow rich the same way they have by using other people's money? When banks make a loan, they do it with your money. The money you're allowing to lie around in savings accounts and CDs that net less than the cost of inflation. You receive a few paltry percentage points while they loan your money out at a higher rate. They receive the difference they refer to as the spread. The spread amounts to billions of dollars monthly, and that's why the banks have the big buildings. Why don't you become a bank? Sort of. If you can borrow at a low rate and safely lend it out at a higher rate, you can make a fortune off the spread. And that's the beauty of it. Making money off the bank's money. Don't you just love the thought of it? Incidentally, if you aren't using your money, you have the best rate of return after all. It's called infinity. If you're using none of your own money and you get a return, then you can't measure that return, so it's infinity. I had one client that I lent out a little over $1 million in 1 year, and I didn't know it at the time, but he was making a 5-point spread on all the money I lent for him. He made over $50,000 net that year without putting up a penny of his own money. In fact, he used a credit line so he wouldn't have to pay interest while the money wasn't in use. He made $50,000 using the bank's money. And at the rates that you can borrow money at the bank today, it'll be very easy for you to lend them out at a much higher rate and get a spread yourself. I'm sure you have other questions concerning private lending, and I'll address most common ones right now. If I miss any, the person that lent you this CD can fill in the blanks for you. First, can you use your IRA or 401k to make these loans? Well, you bet you can, absolutely. In fact, it's a great use for them, and what better way to grow your revenue than tax-free? If it's your IRA, it must be self-directed. This is easy to accomplish, and it's only a matter of moving it to an administrator of your choice. We use Equity Trust, located in Elyria, Ohio. It took me several years to find them, and after dealing with a few administrators that made my life miserable, I found them very easy to work with. I have an IRA with them. In fact, I have several, and as well as hundreds of my clients. The website to go check out Equity Trust is trustetc.com. Again, that's trustetc.com. Go there and explore for yourself. They've been around a long time, and they have thousands and thousands of IRAs and other pension plan clients, and that's all they do is handle self-directed IRAs. I think you'll find them very knowledgeable on the subject, and in fact, that's where I started learning about this self-directed IRA stuff many years ago, is right from them. Now, don't worry, this is not a rollover with penalties from the IRS. It's merely a transfer from one administrator to another. If you're going to use your IRA to make loans, you'll find that it's a necessary step because most people have their IRAs housed with a company that will not allow them to make loans or, in fact, do much of anything except what they suggest on their list. We call those multiple-choice IRAs, not truly self-directed IRAs. With Equity Trust, you'll be allowed to do what you want with your IRA, not what someone else insists you do that's on their list. In other words, Equity Trust will let you invest in anything you like, not just a list of stocks that your administrator has chosen. If you're using your 401k, you must be in control of writing the check. You'll find it difficult to get your employer to direct your company's pension plan to private loans. They're usually managed by stockbrokers with guidelines, and they'll do what they want, and you won't change their mind. Now, of course, if you recently left a job that you have a part of a 401k at, They have to allow you to transfer to a traditional IRA of your choice. So if you might want to check that out and transfer it to Equity Trust and start making private loans. I had several of my lenders take it out of their company plan and shift it to their own self-directed IRA. You might want to consider the same if it's applicable to your circumstances and if the company plan that your 401k in is not making a really high rate of return as it is. Second question, is this a security or a mortgage deal? Well, the answer is yes and yes, it is both. Technically, it is a security. Any debt is a security, but it's not a security that you're going to need a license for or requires these SEC or anything else of that nature. You'll own the entire mortgage or deed of trust. There will be no other participants. You'll control it all the way through, and literally you'll have 100% control of it. And it's a very, very safe investment vehicle, and because you have total control. Only when loans are pooled does it become a security needing a registration. When the person who gave you this CD finds a house, at that point he or she will know what it takes to get the job done and relay that to you. At that point, you decide if you're in or out based on the loan amount needed and any other factors you feel important. If the borrower needs to borrow more than you have available, they will have to find another lender or put up some of the money on their own. Or in some cases, I have funded a deal with more than one investor by simply giving one investor a first mortgage or deed of trust and the other one a second. Two separate loans, but secured by the same property. Of course, the second mortgage holder must know it's a second and be willing to accept the inferior position. Frankly, it shouldn't matter as long as the total loan-to-value ratio doesn't exceed 60 or 65% of the value. For example, if the house appraises at $100,000 and the borrower needs $65,000, he or she may split the loan into a $50,000 first and a $15,000 second. Both loans are still well secured because the total loan-to-value ratio does not exceed 65%. Splitting notes is more common in areas where property values are high and an investor would need large amounts of capital to make the deal work for the borrower. In most areas, the average loan will run between $40,000 and $100,000. If your available capital is less than $40,000, you may still get involved by working with the person lending you this CD and agreeing to taking a second position if sometimes there will be a need for a smaller first mortgage depending on where they live. You talk with the person who gave you this CD, let them know what you have, and they will soon let you know if and when they can find a deal that matches your needs. Third, who handles the paperwork? Well, it won't be you. You should never write a check directly to the borrower. All real estate closings should be done by a real estate attorney, a title company, or an escrow company, depending on your state and your choice. Your check will be made out directly to the closing agent for the gross amount of the loan. All expenses will be paid by the borrower and will be deducted from the proceeds at the closing, just like any loan due anywhere regardless of who the lender is. It then becomes the closing agent's responsibility to receive your funds and make sure all documents are in place to secure your investments, and you don't do any paperwork. You simply commit to make the loan and get the money to the closing agent when it's time. They do all of the rest. Next question. Well, how do I know what documents I'll need? Well, when you're making any investment, you should seek the advice of professionals and let them handle the details for you. It's no different here. I've made hundreds of loans like the ones we've just described. Here's a list of the items I always insist on getting, and if they aren't at the closing table, the funds don't get dispersed. It's as simple as that. No exceptions for me. First, I want an appraisal, verifying my loan doesn't exceed 60 or 65% of the value. Second, I want title insurance, and it must be issued at closing, naming me as the lender, or in your case, you as the lender. This protects you against title defects, which could affect your collateral. Third, I want fire insurance, naming the lender on the policy, so if the house burns down, you get a check for the full amount of the loan. And fourth, when you receive your package after the closing, it should contain the original note and a copy of the original trust deed, which will be recorded and mailed to you by the closing agent. Again, a good closing agent hired to represent you makes all this easy for you and ensures proper execution. It's common for you to hire the attorney and the fees to be paid by the borrower. In fact, I'd insist on it if I were you. The banks do it every day. Again, you do nothing but make a decision and wire the money to the closing agent. They do all the rest and they'll get you a package back with all the proper documentation and make sure it gets recorded to protect your interest. You simply write a check and wait for a larger check. Next question, is this a long-term investment? Well, that's up to you and the borrower. 90% of the loans I fund are interest-only with no monthly payment, accruing interest. Maybe two-year balloon with all the principal interest due at that time or whenever the home is sold, whichever comes first. Sometimes I do three-year balloons, sometimes five-year balloons. However, this can be arranged any way you want it to, whatever it takes to meet you and the borrower's needs and your investment plan. Remember, the longer the money stays out, the longer it gets a higher rate of return and the faster it grows for you. Many lenders like to keep the money out and collect interest only, or in fact, have it accrue interest. And again, one of my favorite ways to make loans is accruing interest with no monthly payments. I don't want to mess with the payments. I put a principal loan on it. Let's say I'm lending $50,000, and if I'm loaning the money out at, say, 7%, I'll put it on a two-year term. I'll just let them pay back the principal and interest at the end of the two-year term. It saves me from collecting interest payments, and it's very nice for the borrower as well. It helps their monthly cash flow while they don't have a monthly payment to make. Yes, their principal keeps getting bigger, but at a 65% loan-to-value ratio, I'm really not worried about it, especially with a short term we usually put on the mortgage or the deed of trust. And remember, our borrowers are buying the houses with the express intent of reselling them and cashing out as quickly as they can, so I'm really not worried about losing any equity or any long-term effects either. If I get plenty of equity above my dote, I just don't lose sleep over it. Sometimes your borrower will only want to use the money for a few months because he or she intends to rehab and resell the property or refinance it, and sometimes the borrower will want to sell it with owner financing. That gives their borrower time to go refinance at a later date and cash you out sometime in the future. Frankly, the longer the loan is out, the longer term you're going to be getting a higher rate of investment. I've taught your new friend who gave you this CD the power of selling with owner financing and how it greatly increases the profit by being a little patient, and certainly makes the house a lot easier to sell. If it's a short term, you win, and if it's a longer term, you win, and then you guys can work this out at the point that you create a meaningful relationship. Next question is, do you have to collect payments? Answer is absolutely not. You can if you want, but I wouldn't suggest it. Many banks will collect them and deposit it in your account for you and send you an annual 1098 form to the borrower and or you, and their companies that will do it on a national basis. I've done it both ways, but frankly, as I said earlier, I do mostly accruing loans today, so there aren't really any payments to collect, so it's not a big issue for me. That's entirely up to you. If you want to collect them, you can, but frankly, I think you've probably got better things to do than messing around with collecting monthly payments, and I can assure you that your borrower would just assume that you didn't. So, again, something you guys can work out. Is making a private loan really a safe investment? Well, if you apply common sense and don't break the rules, it's as safe as any other high-yield investment and a lot safer than most. In fact, in my opinion, it's a lot safer than any stock market investment. Think about it. With stocks, you're betting on companies you know little about, and the volatility of the market is out of your control. You can do well one year and get wiped out the next. Every day you're wondering if you're gaining or losing, and the only choice you get to make is when you buy or sell, and that's all you get to decide. In fact, many folks now, their 401k has become a 201k. I don't care how good you are or think you are, you don't get to make rules in the stock market. Your investment is at the mercy of the ever-changing circumstances. Compare that to mortgage loans. With mortgage loans, your return is fixed. It's the rate on the face of the note. It won't change regardless of the market, whether it's up or down or sideways. While the market investors are jumping out of the windows, you'll be smiling because today's fickle circumstances didn't affect your money. Your loans are secured by real estate that you can see, and they aren't going anywhere regardless of what the stock market does. The face amount of that note is what it is, and that's the minimum amount of return you're going to get. So you have a large hedge factor to protect yourself. If things don't go as planned, you get to make the rules, not be a slave to someone else's rules. The term, rate, and conditions are what you say they are. Let's say you make a loan at 7%, that's your return, no guesswork. You'll be building personal relationships with your borrowers that could lead to other lucrative opportunities or joint ventures. I've seen this happen so many times, and frankly, becoming a lender to an investor who's buying and selling houses can lead you to an awful lot of ways you two can profit together jointly as a team. When people build wealth together and prosper from each other's efforts, it sometimes creates long-lasting friendships. I know it has for me. It's one of those side benefits having nothing to do with your money or the yield on your money. Over the past few years, I've played the market, dealt in options and mutual funds and money markets and CDs and a few other off-the-wall investments. Some of these ventures made money, some of them didn't. I found nothing that gives me the safety, the stability, and the high return I get from private lending. I've never lost money making private lending loans. In fact, I've always made at least the minimum amount shown on the note, which is the least you can make if you do it correctly. Last question. Should you put all your money in loans? Well, probably not. A little diversity wouldn't hurt, but you owe it to yourself to check it out. Why not give it a try? I'm sure you have other questions you need answered. If so, have a chat with your new friend who gave you this CD, and he or she will either know the answer or they'll inquire about them and get it back to you. It was my job to open the door and bring you the message, and now it's up to you to take action. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about becoming a real estate entrepreneur and how to make a fortune in real estate, especially in this recession market we're in today, go to ronspropertyinvesting.com. That's ronspropertyinvesting.com. And there you'll see my smiling face and you'll learn all about me and how I'm making millionaires and how you can get a bunch of free stuff on me. I've enjoyed having this little chat with you, and I hope it's gotten you thinking. Until the next time, this is Ron LeGrand wishing you wealth, happiness, and I hope all of your children have rich parents.